The Distressed Properties Identifications and Revitalization Grant Program, or DPIR, was created to help cities and towns in Massachusetts identify distressed and vacant properties in order to then advocate for their rehabilitation. The $1 million program is supported by funding the Attorney General's Office obtained through the results of a $25 billion national settlement with major lenders over illicit foreclosure practices, and will put a focus on some of the hardest hit areas in the Commonwealth. The program involves the registers of deeds across Massachusetts to help the AG's office work with municipalities. Patsy Harris, Middle Berkshire Register of Deeds, said that Pittsfield, one of the communities that's being considered for the program, was one of the hardest hit by the foreclosure crisis in the Berkshire region.
Looking at our numbers for this year, the 2013, we see that there are 34 foreclosures so far, where 71%, or 24 of those foreclosures, occurred in Pittsfield.
Harris said that she sees her office being able to assist communities like Pittsfield if it chooses to apply with resolving some of the most common issues cities and towns face when dealing with abandoned property.
There are a lot of properties that will remain unsold due to title issues, so we can certainly help out with that aspect of it.
Attorney General Martha Coakley could not be reached in time for broadcast, but said in a press release that communities with high rates of distressed properties are encouraged to utilize this grant to help return homes to acceptable standards and encourage owners to place them back on the market. The DPIR program comes a year after the initial rollout of the Home Corps campaign, a series of grant programs dedicated to help homeowners prevent foreclosure. Deb Broaden of the Western Massachusetts Foreclosure Prevention Center told WAMC in March that because the Attorney General's office is working with homeowners and communities, it will help the state climb out of its foreclosure crisis, but there's still much more that needs to be done.
The AG's funding was right on time to be able to help us to make strides. That's great. The AG is backing us, so if we're having particular problems, we can escalate it to the AG's office. So we have made great strides, but there's still, because this is such a devastation, there's still so much more to be done.
The communities that apply for the Distressed Properties Identification and Revitalization Program are encouraged to collaborate with other communities and to also work with their local registers of deeds on researching the post-foreclosure distressed and vacant properties they'd like to see resolved. Communities that receive funding may use the money to enforce local ordinances to swiftly return the properties to market. A focus will be placed on Massachusetts gateway cities that have high rates of distressed properties. The application period closes on June 13th. For more information, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.